What is going on, y'all? Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Snaps and Golf Claps. If it is your first time here, welcome. So happy to have you here. Please do me a favor, leave a rating and a review if you do enjoy what you hear. If it's not your first time here and you haven't done so, do me a favor, leave a rating and a review. It helps with the visibility of the channel and it is greatly appreciated. Thank you so much. Also, if you like what you hear and you enjoy the episode, please share it on your socials and tag at Snaps and Golf Claps across all platforms. Thank you so much. Guys, this is going to be another short episode, but I did want to make sure I released an episode. To be entirely transparent with you, I'm feeling a bit under the weather, but I am feeling great mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I just wrapped up with South by Southwest festivities. For those of you that don't know what South by Southwest is, it is an annual creative festival, you can say. It goes on for a couple weeks in the city of Austin, Texas, and it's a great place to see creatives in their bag, to really see them do their thing. It covers film, tech, music, arts. There are different events. A lot of the events are free. There's also a conference that is attached to it, but it's an experience to say the least, and it's a great opportunity to see how things work in your respective industry as a creative, but also to be inspired and see what is possible. So it was such an experience and I learned a lot. I feel like I am invigorated and excited to see what's next. In this past 10 days or so, I realized the power of community, the power of having a strong community around you and what that does for you and your mindset and why it's important to invest in yourself and in those that are around you. I was able to see a group of my friends, of my community, evolve right before my eyes. And yes, granted, it was because of all of the festivities, but also because we were in a space where we got to pour into each other in such a beautiful way. There was a lot of words of encouragement, a lot of support, the overflowing abundance of love in all directions was something that was so motivating, invigorating, and just, it's needed. And I started thinking, man, I feel for those who don't have a strong community because it's not easy to do things without one. And I also feel for those that want a strong community. And from a person that has come from a space of not having what I have now to now having something that is absolutely undeniably beautiful and supportive and loving, I can honestly tell you that it all comes from loving yourself first, pouring into yourself first. Energy is a real thing, and I talk about it a lot, about the power of energy, about the power of energetic attractions. And if you don't work on yourself, if you don't take the time to make yourself the person that you want to be around, you can't attract that. So pour into yourself and be open to establishing those connections. But understand that the more you pour into yourself, the more you build yourself up and the more open you are to creating these connections, they'll come in due time. Focus on you, develop yourself, learn, grow, do the work, and don't be afraid to connect with people. Connection is so beautiful. I saw connection happen on so many different levels these past couple weeks, and it made me realize the power of connection and the necessity of connection. And I've talked about this in a previous episode, and I'm going to do a longer episode about this, but don't let people fool you and tell you that you don't need anyone else. You do. You get further with other people. You may be able to achieve a lot, but there's something that you get from connection with others, community building with others, that is irreplaceable. And you can't replicate it alone. We need each other. We're communal beings. So focus on yourself, on becoming the best version of yourself, and connecting with those around you. Show up as your most authentic and genuine self, and it will never be a waste. You deserve to be vulnerable. And your vulnerable self is your true self, is the self that is going to create these connections. I realized in these past couple weeks that I have very big emotions, and I've gotten really good at suppressing those big emotions. But thankfully, I have people around me that are receptive to my big emotions in all aspects. And it makes me comfortable to feel them around other people, but also by myself. Sometimes we need examples on what it is to be better. All this work that we do is meant to be shared. So when you're around other people that also do the work, you're a vessel to receive this. Their messages, their examples, their journeys. It's a beautiful thing. It's the ultimate information sharing. But all in all, I'm just encouraging you all to connect with those, connect with your loved ones. And if you feel like you don't have a good support system or a good community around you, start with yourself. And sometimes people just need to see an example. And you can influence and motivate those that are close to you in ways that you don't even know. But start with yourself. Learn to love yourself. Create that bond within yourself. And you'll see how those around you that love you and care for you will start showing up in different ways. And also be open to connecting with others. It's okay if someone doesn't want to change. It's not your job to change them. It's not your job to show them that it's time to change. You be the example. You lead by example. When they're ready, they will. If they don't, that's okay. You can still have love for them. Your community is out there. There are connections waiting to be made, and I hope that you're able to find those first within yourself and then with those around you. But anyways, I love you guys very much. Thank you so much for supporting week after week. I appreciate you and every one of you, and I hope you have an incredible rest of your week. And as always, be a little better every day. Thank you guys.